Folks, hello and welcome to Tavern Chat. I am your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, your main proprietor at the Tenkar's Tavern blog. What the? Lint. Go figure. So, yesterday I spoke, there was a post, a comment over on N-World, and I screenshotted it, and it was basically, if you're working in the RPG industry, you're going to get paid poorly, and you deserve to get paid poorly. And people were freaking out. Some people agreed, some people didn't. And listen, I was pointing that one out because the tone of the original commenter was a bit, you know, let them eat cake type of deal. But here's the part that's been overlooked, even by me initially. I will say this, all right? Working in the RPG industry, right, whether as a publisher, as an artist, as a writer, it's not a fallback occupation, right? It isn't like, well, I wanted to be a cop and I wasn't able to be a cop, so I became a writer of RPG adventures and it pays shit. No. There are occupations out there that are fallback occupations. You know what? A lot of people don't plan on, I don't know, being a retail clerk for a long-term occupation. That's a fallback until you can generally find something better. I did it for 8.5 years. Maybe it's your stepping stone to be management, right? It's all these things. But nobody says, wow, I guess I got to settle on making money in the RPG field. I guess I got to settle on taking a job at Paizo for $35,000 a year. No. People are taking those jobs wholeheartedly with the, I'm working in the RPG field, and they're getting paid shit. All right? And they're taking it because they're psyched about it. They're taking the positions because it gives them geek cred, right? It gives you cred in the field. Hey, look at me. I'm published. Hey, look at me. I'm doing great. You know, I make shit and I have poor benefits, but my name goes on products. Writing in the RPG industry is not a fallback position for anybody, okay? People, for right or wrong, will do it for free, okay? Now, some of us are in a position where, in my case, I have a pension. So I was like, I'd love to get a zine. I'd love to get a zine out. I want to make no money for me off it, right? Because I don't need it, but I know that some other people could use a little extra funds. Nobody's going to get rich off of Torchlight. Nobody. Hey, never going to happen. Okay? Nobody's going to get rich. Very few people are going to become wealthy off the gaming industry. All right? So go into it with eyes wide open. There's that joke. How do you make $1 million in the gaming industry? Start with two. And maybe you'll be left with one. That is a joke. We've heard it before, I'm sure. But there's a reality to it. You're not going to get rich in this industry. Are you going to be poorly paid? Likely. That is why people who are published, big names that people recognize, and I'm not going to embarrass anybody by pulling their names out of a hat, but people that you're going to go, oh, wow, their work is great. Writing, doing artwork, a lot of times in the gaming industry, that's their secondary gig. That's their side hustle. All right? There's nothing wrong with that. But the idea of there are literally thousands of people, and I'm going to keep the numbers low. I'm going to say thousands. It could be tens of thousands. But there are literally thousands of people who want to be involved in producing products, writing, layout, artwork, publishing. They want to make money in the gaming industry. They want to be professionals. And the market can't support it, okay? It's not there. So that's why the vast majority of creators are either creating as a side hustle or they live very frugally off the profits they do make. And that's decisions that they make. And I'm sure they would want to make more. Okay? But nobody comes into the RPG publishing field is like, well, I wasn't able to succeed as a, I wanted to be a doctor, but my grades weren't good enough. So I think I'll write RPG books. That doesn't happen. If it does, there's somebody's fooling themselves. You know what? You didn't want to be a doctor. You wanted to write fucking RPG books. This is not a, again, it's not a fallback position. So the argument saying, well, creators should get paid more. Sure, they should. The money's not in this hobby. We think this hobby is bigger than it is. And maybe if you're watching this, you're very involved in a hobby. But the vast majority of people aren't. And those that spend money on this hobby are people that are watching this video. And the vast majority of the people that play games in this hobby don't spend all that much. So, yes, I do believe that people that are creators, creatives in gaming should get paid more. But the money isn't there. I would love to be able to say, hey, you want to make a full-time job out of writing game adventures? Yes, come on. We've got a scholarship for you. We know, no, it's not there, right? Maybe if I win Powerball and Mega Millions, I could set up some kind of thing where we say, we're going to set up a fund for paying creatives a living wage. But then how do you decide who is creative enough to get this living wage? Because when you're a creative, then in theory, you get paid more the more talented you are. And the vast majority of creatives in gaming are good. There's a lot of people that are good at creating content, but how many people are great? Right? And just because you're good at doing something, does that mean that you can turn your ability to write a good adventure into a full-time employment when there are people that can do great at it and they probably aren't even doing full-time employment at it? Again, I certainly feel that creatives are underpaid for the work they do, especially writers, because well, sorry, especially all artists, because I can't draw for shit. All right. And I am amazed at, for, at those that can. It just blows my mind. And it's like, oh, you're only charging how much for that piece of art? Oh my God, it's a bargain and a half. And yes, it is. But again, this hobby is not as large, especially if you take Wizards of the Coast out of the equation. Okay. And then you say Wizards slash Hasbro is not part of the equation. How much money in that pie is left for others? And how many people want to be creatives and take a slice of that pie? Okay, if the pie is, I don't know, yay big, it's a really horrible pie, and 10 people want a slice, well, I guess everybody gets a decent slice, right? You get 10 creatives taking something from that pie, they can get paid maybe more, they can get paid a decent salary. What do you do when you have 100, 500, 1,000 creatives? It drives the price down again. People create RPG products, gaming products in this field because they are driven to. All right. You've got this drive to produce, and that's awesome. But again, nobody says, wow, I wanted to be a nuclear physicist, but I'm going to settle on writing RPGs because I can't get a job in that field, but I figure I should be able to get a job at writing RPGs. Oh, wait, they pay shit. Why? Well, that sucks. I'm good at this. Yeah, you're good at it. And everybody else who's getting paid more is probably better. Again, we have an overabundance of creatives and a limited pie to pay them out of. And I say pay, that includes freelancers and people that are self-publishing and all that stuff. The entry bar to being a creative in gaming is minuscule. You need a publishing program and you can get away with I guess Word or Open Office even, right? Free. And you need a place to sell, drive through. even till print products on demand, right? So it isn't like it's a limited field of people that are involved in this. And that's why when I say yes, if you're going to be an RPG creative and it's going to be your full-time occupation, or you want it to be, you're probably not going to be rich. I can almost guarantee it. You might even not be okay. You might be check to check. It might be tight. But you're driven for it, right? It's your passion. This isn't like, well, I could do a better paying job that earns more, but this is what I want to do. And I respect that. I understand that. But just because you want to do it doesn't mean it's going to pay more than the market allows. Or the market supports. I should say supports. Market might allow it, but then does the market actually support it? It's a tough one. Now, I'm not saying people deserve to be poor. I think that was, you know, that's part of the reason why I highlighted that comment and response from Nworld. But if you're a creative in gaming, you know going in you're not going to get paid well. And if you don't know that, you're fooling yourself. Okay? And again, you're not like, well, I got laid off from my job, I could make a steady salary working at a fast food restaurant in New York City, making $15 an hour, but I'm going to work, I'm going to write games because that's my passion. That's great. But then don't say you expect to get paid more than the market will accommodate. You know what the market is going in, right? We all know that the market doesn't pay much for the vast majority because it's just too many creatives. That pie, you know, if it's like if that pie is 10 slices and then all of a sudden I multiply those fingers by 10 or 50 or 100, the pie doesn't get any bigger. The little fingers, those little slices get smaller. That's all. I know many people who work, quote, full-time in the gaming industry that have real-world full-time jobs. All right, so how does that work, right? They have a full-time job that pays the bill, then they put in full-time hours for a job that pays part-time wages because they run a game company, and that's what it's going to cost them, is paying themselves basically part-time wages to make sure that them as a publisher, the publishing aspect can still happen. So, again, nobody goes into gaming because they failed at something else, some other career choice was, no, that's your career choice if you want to be involved in publishing and gaming, okay? I know I get to do what I can do for all this stuff because I have a pension. If I didn't have a pension, there's no way I can invest all this time in here, in gaming and zines and the blog and the videos. And all. It doesn't work that way. I wouldn't have time to be with my family if I was doing both, at least to the extent that I am, right? So could not be involved in gaming full-time if I wasn't already getting paid the equivalent of a full-time salary elsewhere. Okay. Doesn't mean that work that's put into gaming is valued less, but it's certainly compensated less. Okay? And you know that going into this field. And you know you're going into this field because you want the recognition, you want the ability to say, that's my name on the tin, I did that. You know, because you're a creative. You want to create. And that's part of the cost of being creative. So, I hope I cleared some stuff up. I'm sure some people are going to still go, no, they should get paid more. I'm not saying they shouldn't. In a perfect world, every RPG creator would be making solid middle-class wages, whatever location they live in. That would vary by region within a country or different countries. And that's perfect world. We're not in that perfect world. We are in the reality of this world. The reality of this world is that that's not a perfect world. There's a limited amount of pie to distribute amongst almost a nearly unlimited amount of potential creators. And therein lies the issue. All right, folks. I feel exhausted. On that note, we are still in the midst of the world of the pandemic. What does that mean? Use your common sense. All right. Seriously. And by the way, get a flu shot if you can. I just got mine today. Hey, whatever keeps you healthy, right? Be safe, be well, God bless. Roll those dice, and God willing, I'll be back again tomorrow, live stream. This Wednesday, Bad Mike and myself, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. I believe we have Levi Coleman's on. Should be a lot of fun. All right, folks, on that note, I am out of here. Later.